So I ended up using my own personal funds. Unfortunately, that client went bankrupt and stopped paying us.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Akash Chaudhary, the Managing Director of Akash Educational Services Limited, also known as the Akash Institute. Hello, Akash. Welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. What started from a small coaching center has now built the careers of lakhs of students and is aiming to expand across India. Tell us, how did the journey of the Akash Institute begin?
The story of Akash started way back in 83. In fact, the first time the family started to get into this business or this outfit was back in 1983 when my father started with an institute for coaching students. And that institute was not even named Akash, it was named something else. He worked very hard during those days and it did not really work out. And since we were small kids, we did not really relate. We thought, you know, like he's going to school, he's going to another school for his teaching. But later we realized that, you know, he was trying to set up a new business. And that did not work out despite his hard work. So he closed it down. And then again, he started back in 86. This was his second attempt. That also did not work out for some of the other reasons, though he worked very, very hard. So it was 1988 when he actually started the Akash Institute, which we see today. So this was the third attempt, so to say, before the Akash Institute was established. So in 88, I was almost 9 to 10 years old, and all I knew was that, you know, he was teaching students to make them doctors. So I think that was the mindset, that was the environment that where we, me and my brother grew up.
For a young student, one of the most important questions to address is what career should I choose? However, choosing one's career is a journey created step by step as time goes on. What was the path that you took to take this decision?
In my wildest dream, I never imagined that I'll be the part of this organization or I would be leading this organization at some point of time. I think for me, it was, an interesting discussion that would happen on a dining table where he would discuss his day's activities and day's stories with the students. That was also very rare because, you know, he would come in very late and most of the days in the week he was busy teaching students. But I had never ever thought that, you know, I would be part of this organization. But the good part that happened, while he was teaching, but on the side, you know, he was also building a business, building an enterprise. So I think the discussions and the tensions and the stress and the ideations and, you know, the spirit of fighting back. So that I could really see that, you know, every time, you know, he was up to something, he was not giving up. He would be in a pressure on a certain day. And next day I would see that, you know, he solved that problem and he was persistent with it. So after my engineering, campus candidate, you know, we had a lot of companies coming into the college. So we had, I got an offer to join Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, back in 2001. But unfortunately, that was the time of dot-com bust, and we were asked to, stay put on bench for until further notice. So I spent, 2 to 3 months waiting for them to allow me to join them. But unfortunately, that moment never came. So I decided to quit that waiting and, join my father, who was doing, his medical coaching business. So that was my first stint with Akash Education. And when I joined him in 2001, I, quickly realized that, he was very, very successful in teaching and running his business. But I really realized that, he's spending a lot of time in deep operation and was not looking outside of the deep operation in setting up his finance, setting up his HR, setting up his marketing and sales, and, creating a whole team for R&D and products. So I think that was the time I realized that, this is an opportunity. I've learned a lot, setting up structures while I was in my engineering. So I thought this is an opportunity for me to come together and help him out. So I think that's where my professional, so to say, career started, where I joined him in 2001 to help him out with activities outside of his core operations.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, Let's continue. Being in an organization with your family can be very exciting until your ideas begin to clash. So how did you navigate this tricky circumstance?
So I was, in fact, very, very excited about the campus placement, and I ended up joining the company, and there I spent about a year in Infosys, on different assignments that were given to me in Hyderabad, in Bangalore, and some of the other places. After spending about a year plus in Infosys, I got an opportunity to join Cognizant Technologies, which was there in Chennai. So I ended up moving to Chennai from Hyderabad. That was again a new experience for me, working in a new company, which was a very, very young company at that point of time, and trying to compete with the giants like Infosys and TCS and Wipro of the world at that time. It was a very, very different experience. And I think the time that I spent in Infosys and Cognizant really gave me a very, very deep insight into how such large companies can work on a day-to-day basis and grow exceptionally without their founder or promoter being there on the floor every single day. And I think that's what I was trying to, put my brain around, put my mind around, that, here's my father who's completely involved in his business as a promoter, and here's these large organizations where their promoters are involved on a very, very strategic level in guiding the company, guiding that ship. So very different experience I got while working with Infosys and Cognizant as compared to what I got in the family business. And I would always think that, so this is exactly what I was trying to tell him and move the organization to, where today I'm working in this company and this is a working successful model. My family, especially my father, realized that if he moves away from India to Australia for this job, he is not coming back. So I think that's where he realized that, I'm sort of getting more mature and older in this business, and I would need some helping hand. And if this boy probably goes out, then, I may lose out on this opportunity. So I think that's when he, called upon me and said that, why don't you leave Cognizant and come and join me. And, I came back to Delhi. We had a great discussion. I said, I've worked with you in past, and you are a one-man show. It's a very different work culture. It hasn't gelled with me. So how do you expect me to come back and redo this whole journey that I've already experienced? He said, okay, what do you want? For you to leave that job and join Akash. And I think that at that time I said, working with you, I may not learn much. So I need a very, very independent place of work where I can do experiments that I have learned and I feel very strongly about, that those are going to work in this business. So he said, okay, fine, you pick up a location and you go start your Akash Institute Center there. And I think at that time, Akash was a very, very North India brand, and we were very popular in Delhi NCR and some of the other North states. And we always had a dream to set up something in western part of the country, especially Bombay. I think at that time he decided, why don't you go to Bombay and set up an Akash franchise? So I think that was a very interesting conversation I had with my father. I was really surprised that, you want to give a franchise to your son rather than, give your own branch. He said, this is a brand that I have built for last 20 years. I've spent a lot of effort in it, and this brand is something that carries a lot of value, and you must respect that value, and you must pay me the royalty of the brand that you're taking from me. And I think at that time, it sounded very uneasy for me, sounded very cheesy for me, that my father is asking me a commission on the brand. But when I went there and I started working and I started sending him the royalty checks, at those days was a monthly check, I realized the value of the practice that he has put me into. And I think if I had not taken that franchise and taken the brand for granted, I would have never built the affinity, built the respect, built the, understanding of creating a valuable brand. I started the center, I clearly remember, on 14th of March in 2006. And first day was a rock star day. You know, a lot of students came to the center. The teachers taught them. They were all sent from Delhi. And they all went back satisfied. And, you know, the parents were happy that finally, thankfully, Akash is here. And our students can, you know, fulfill their dreams of becoming doctors. At that time, we did not have JEE. So I think with this feeling, I went back home. And to my utter surprise, next day morning, early morning, I got a message on my phone that two of my teachers, out of the four teachers who had come from Delhi, they will not be coming for the class. And I was very, very surprised, angry, sad, scared that, you know, I've just started a business. Day one was a super hit. And day two, two out of my four teachers will not show up. And that would mean a complete no-show. And I was really scared, and I called my father. I said, you know, what kind of ethics or work culture is this? And I was better off working in a tech company. You know, there are notice periods, there are proper systems of exit, and here this guy just sends me a message and he wants to leave. He said, you know, this is how this industry runs, and you better manage. And I said, how do you manage? I said, you know, you have two teachers, just work with them. And for about 2 weeks, I had to manage those two teachers and run the batches. Obviously, parents were asking questions, students were asking questions, where are the other teachers, where is the chemistry fellow, where is the physics fellow, we don't see him, you're only teaching us biology, what's going on? But then obviously, I kept my cool, I kept answering them that, you know, they had some personal problem, they're not here, the company will give you a new teacher. So I think that went on for about 2 weeks, and in the meanwhile, we struggled hard to get two new teachers and, you know, were able to get them into the system. But then that experience taught me a very, very important thing that for every business, you know, there is a bottleneck resource. And for this business, teachers were a bottleneck resource. And when I went back to Delhi after my stint in Bombay, I think that was one of the most important problems that I wanted to crack, where I wanted to ensure that there is a significant and abundant supply of teachers, good teachers, and we should not, as a business, should be held against our will in case a teacher wants to leave or is in case the teacher gets poached away by another competition.
You were able to make Akash a triumphant business with your fresh perspective and innovative ideas. According to you, what do you think was the critical reason that led to Akash Institute's success?
One of the most key elements of the success of the Akash growth story has been our ability to create a massive, massive training program, massive campus and lateral placement program that allowed us a huge bench strength of teachers, which are very good in teaching, which are very good in their quality in terms of their medical and IIT test prep. I think that really helped us. So back in 2001, I only had ideas. But in 2009, I had ideas. I had implemented those ideas. And I had achieved success because of those ideas and those implementation. And that time, you know, I not only had the idea, but I had the experience, but I also had the data to back my, to back my case with my management team, with my father, that, you know, this is the new thing we should go for.
Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the three dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.